Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Sven Jansen. He's the head of high and heavy and network sales at UECC based in Zeebrugge, Belgium. And if you didn't know, Belgium is in Europe. Very welcome, Sven, to this interview.
Thank you, Bo. Thank you for having me.
I always allow my accused or, shall we say, interviewees a chance to elaborate a little bit on their background so people can get to know who you are, Sven. How come you got into shipping and Ro-Ro logistics, and why are you not sitting in a diamond district in Antwerp or in a bank? Why are you in shipping?
That's a good question, Bo. My father was in shipping, and he told me the story that when I was born and I came from the hospital, he brought me in this buggy to the Belgian coast, and he said, "Well, your future will be there." When I was 19, 20, I started to work in shipping. I graduated as an electrical engineer, but I didn't really want to do that. But then my father said, when you start something, you finish it. Yeah. And I finished that. And then I did the marketing. And at my 19, 20 years, I started in shipping with a bunker supplier. So this was fuel deliveries in the Belgian coasts or in the Belgian ports. And after that, sadly enough, that company went bankrupt. So I became self-employed for 10 years as a sworn marine surveyor. Then at the age of about, I think it was about 34, I had to change job because it was changing job or changing wife, because my wife told me already several times that I was working too much. And of course, as a sworn marine surveyor, you work 24/7. And she was right. So then I thought, okay, it's cheaper to change job than to change wife. So that's how I ended up applying for a job within UECC. 2008 that was, and ever since then it's been a fantastic ride. I was until 2016, I was doing more procurement, so that's doing the suppliers or purchasing for suppliers who we need in the ports. That means stevedores, port agents, tugs, pilots, everything or every supplier which is needed for our vessel to call the ports in Europe. And then after that, I changed to the commercial role, which is something which I like a lot. So really talking to the customers, it's different, because as a procurement person, of course, you are the customer, and in this role, I am the supplier. And but I know, of course, with my roles in procurement, I think I know that what is important for my customers, and also what I need to meet from their targets in order to make them satisfied.
That's good, Sven. You have a very impressive career, and I like the fact you've been surveyor for several years. That actually means that you know the facts on the ground, and you can't, it's not a lie you are telling. You have to tell the truth as it is.
Absolutely.
May I ask a little bit about UECC? What does the abbreviation stand for those who doesn't know?
Yeah, UECC stands for United European Car Carriers.
Okay.
So we had this year our 35th anniversary. So we were formed in 1990. In the beginning, the majority was, of course, cars for our owners. So UECC is owned by 50% NYK and 50% Wallenius Lines. In the beginning, we were doing basically the feedering of their cargo. But during the course of these 35 years, of course, we have grown our cargo and customer portfolio. Customers meaning then all deep sea carriers, but also, of course, the OEMs, the car OEMs.
Yeah.
And then I would say in the last 15 years, we've been focusing more also on diversifying commodities, our commodities, meaning then that we also do high and heavy. That's so the contracts and the contacts with the high and heavy customers is within my portfolio. That can be the Caterpillars, the Terex, the Liebherrs, you name them. So
the usual suspects, yeah.
The usual suspects, correct, correct, correct. And then as well, the other part which we are doing is then the Roro Solutions, which is a door-to-door service where we have break bulk industrial cargo that we ship from door-to-door for our customers as well.
Got it.
It's basically three departments where you have the car transport sales, you have the high and heavy, and the break bulk.
Okay, and the map I see behind you there is your route map, trading map. So that means,
yes,
besides OEMs and besides other, I suppose, by your owners giving you cargo as they come from deep sea, I could imagine, for some regions, you also accept cargoes from independent forwarders. Anyone can book
absolutely
with you. It's
absolutely
not that you are married to someone, right?
No, absolutely not. No. And it's good that you mentioned that. So yeah. on the background here, you see our playing grounds. This is our playing field. This is where we are the specialists in.
Yeah.
But of course, this also means that cargo originating from this area or distributing within this area is something that we do very good. Let's just say we have forwarders. Okay, forwarders can come to us for their price requests. So we give them, of course, a rate for what they request. So let's say that, okay, we talk in the project cargo. There is a request from Zeebrugge down to the Met. Okay, we will quote our customer a rate, which includes the lifting up until it is unstuffed from our Mafi onto their truck. But this can also be a deep sea carrier. So let's say that this forwarder is working on a train business, for example, originating from Turkey, for example, going to the US or going to Asia, then, for example, the deep sea carrier, when they close the business with us, we will position their empty equipment into Turkey.
Yeah.
If on there, for example, then the forwarder, they can arrange the stuffing on the Mafi. We will load that Mafi on our service to Zeebrugge, let's say, and from Zeebrugge, that will be then handed over to the deep sea carrier, who will then move it to this final destination.
Okay.
That means that it reduces the chance in damages, of course. So basically, the unit which has been stuffed on the Mafi will not be moved until it is at the final port of destination.
So no shifting after loading.
No, exactly. No, because that's, I mean, it's obviously, it's the risk of damage, but it's also a cost issue as well. If you have to do double handling in a transshipment port, that means additional cost for the customer.
Definitely. What can you tell our viewers about your Mafi trailers? Any max capacities, lengths, rough?
Well,
diagram?
No, we have quite a big roll trailer fleet of almost 1,000 roll trailers, and that goes between 30 up to 72 foot. We also have a special constructed 72 foot roll trailers with rail integrated tracks. So for example, for metro or for train, we have that. And I think the maximum on the Mafis is basically dictated by what we can carry on our vessels. We operate a fleet of 16 PCTC vessels, so the pure car and truck carriers, but I would say, Bo, the PCTC vessels are nowadays not anymore the PCTC vessels of 20 years ago.
No.
PCTC vessels were really pure car and truck carrier. I remember when I started in 2008, the maximum ramp capacity was 40 tons on majority of the vessels.
Yeah.
Now, our newest vessels, we have 160 tons ramp capacity, so
Ah.
we can take really a lot of types of cargo, you know. So
Yeah.
roll trailer wise, we have a big stock and available. Well, stock, we move them obviously, but we have availability in a majority of our ports here, of course, in Zeebrugge, and ports where we transport most of the roll trailer
Yeah.
cargo or Mafi cargo. That is, of course, Spain, Belgium, and also the north of Germany.
Okay, cool. What about the ramp opening, the height? Height width roughly in your
Yeah,
fleet
I
would
would
be.
say the highest, I'll start with that, is 5 meter 30
Okay.
cargo height. And then, of course, it depends on the type of vessel, but let's say up to 4 meter 90. So if you deduct then the height of the Mafi, let's say
Yeah.
up 4 meter 20 of cargo we can take, and then plus of course the Mafi, so up to between 4.9 and 5.3 meters of height.
Okay. And that already gives for quite significant size of cargo that you actually can accept. I mean,
Absolutely.
what did you say, 160 ton
160 tons
ramp
ramp
capacity?
capacity.
That, that's pretty cool.
But of course you see that there's always cargo which is heavier, and of course maybe we can have a better weight distribution, so it also it really depends on a case per case basis, you know.
I
But this
understand.
is the
May I ask a little bit also about the market? We are soon coming to the end of the year, and everybody's always in a panic to get their budgets in so we can also get salary next year. Is the market good? I mean, Europe is in a little bit in the doldrums with political and war stuff going on. How do you see it?
Well, I would say the car business that we are doing is average. You see, of course, a lot of these car OEMs who need to adjust their volumes, of course, because of the Chinese and sales, and of course the Chinese who are kicking in.
Of course.
When we're saying about high and heavy and break bulk markets, well, I would say high and heavy is decent, is slightly better than last year. Then for the break bulk cargo, project cargo that we are doing, we are seeing similar as well. So all in all, I think we are doing quite good. Of course, it's also depending a little bit on the containerized business that you're doing, because you know that, for example, if deep sea carrier is bringing in cargo, then of course we have a high possibility that we will be doing the feeder services for that, or that we will ship it across Europe. Of course, we see that the tariffs on the containers are quite low, so whatever can be containerized is going by container. And if it is going by container, they will not do it the onward shipment with Ro-Ro carrier or with a PCTC carrier. So then it will continue by containers. So it's 2 years ago it was extremely strong because of the high container prices. Now it's a little bit more softened, but I would still say that there are opportunities, and we have the good service or the good
No,
product
but I've been in shipping also quite a few years, like yourself, and before I started this newsletter. So I've only heard basically good words about you, ECC, and never any, let's say, bad thought about you.
too.
What is in the cards for you in the future? You have a couple of strong owners, although you're doing independently. Do you plan more offices, new trade routes as they emerge? Any other North Africa, for example, might that be something for you? Or I'm just looking at the map there. I have the Mediterranean just under there. So
No.
any new ideas on that?
Well, I think there, Bo, it's good that you ask it. I think UECC, we have been, of course, due to the fact that we have the strong ownership, we also have a vision within UECC. And with that vision is that we want to be the leading provider in sustainable short sea Ro-Ro transportation. So that means that, of course, it's a heavy vision, but we put also our vision into reality. Why is that? Because in 2013, we invested in a new build tonnage. So we had in 2016 delivered the first dual fuel PCTC vessels in the world.
Wow.
That was 2016. So that's the Otto Energy and Otto Eco. And for that, of course, we went into LNG. We believe strongly into that. We need to reduce our environmental footprint.
Yeah.
And it's not only by talking about that that you do it. You actually have to do it. Of course, that means in investing in new built and new technologies as well. And these LNG were not sufficient for us. So then in 2022, 3 years ago, we had the three PCTCs delivered, and that were a dual fuel battery hybrid vessel.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Where we also have a battery pack installed, where we can really deliver a very efficient power management.
Yeah.
And that means, for example, at sea, you will see the battery kicking in as well to keep the steady slow speed. Of course, we have LNG vessels. We are really leading the way in that respect. And for our sake, we are also sharing that with our customers because, of course, the more environmental friendly that your carrier is, you are you have the capacity and opportunity to reduce your emissions as well. It's really something to get.
Sven, we can say that you are not greenwashing, you are going green, you are green going, so to speak.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there is a new build program as well, so will two new vessels in 2028.
Okay.
There is for sure. And even on that, you know, we have the older vessels. So we have some vessels which are built in 2000. And of course, on those, we are able to sail net zero by using the biofuels as well. So we are also testing on that to see, okay, what can we do better? And of course, we have clear targets on CO2 emissions and reaching.
I'm very impressed by your whole concept there, and also that you're actually doing it. Because if all the people were doing as much green as they're talking, we would have zero emission since years ago. But I suppose it's mainly our politicians.
Fair point. Fair point.
Sven, one of the final things I should ask you is, you mentioned about the market, you mentioned where you're going. And with the strong owners that you have, remind me again, when did you actually, or when did NYK and Wilhelmsen Wallenius start? Actually, when was that?
1990, and it's not Wilhelmsen, so it's Wallenius lines. It's not Wallenius Wilhelmsen.
Right, only Wallenius, so Wallenius. Not the VVL. So it's Wallenius.
Wallenius lines.
Wallenius. Okay, so the guys in Stockholm, and then NYK. Okay, then it's clear with the ownership.
Correct.
And also, I want to reiterate that you support freight forwarders. We have a lot of viewers who, you know, they who are freight forwarders, and some of the shipping lines, they go straightly after the forwarders' customers. So our forwarders who now listen to you and see you, they can be sure that you're not immediately attacking their customer if they give you a booking, right?
No, for sure not, I think we would not be in this position if we would do that. For me, my task is not to choose my customer. My task is to make sure our vessels are full. And of course that we get revenue and income out of that, you know. So I can only recommend to your viewers here, Bo, is that go to the UECC website. On there you can find our contacts, but you can also find our commercial agent network. So we have our own office, of course. We have commercial office in Oslo, in Zeebrugge, and in Madrid. We also work via a commercial agent network, and we will quote the same rate. So meaning that we will not underquote our agents, but sometimes even the agents, they are more innovative and looking for solutions. So I can only recommend that have a look on our website and
Excellent.
contact. Because if you have a German project cargo forwarder, then they should talk to our German agent.
Got
We
it.
always talk in the same tongue and the same language. But we have those in the UK, in Italy. Well,
Got
basically
it.
around in every
Around.
country that we have port calls. Yes.
Very good, Sven. You, I must say, very professional answers you've given. I'm struggling to find more questions, so I would like
Okay.
I would yeah,
Okay.
it's, you've done well. So I'd like
Thank
to
you.
say first and or finally here, Sven, many, many thanks for attending this interview.
Most welcome, Bo. Thank you for having me, and best regards.
Anytime. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was a great interview again with Mr. or from Project Cargo Weekly with Mr. Sven Jansen. He's the head of high and heavy and network sales of UECC, a most reputable and strongly owned, shall we say, car and project cargo carrier based mainly in Europe. Do contact him if you need anything. He certainly knows his business. From me at Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much, and see you again soon. Bye-bye.